We are back, Brian and John, here with you. Another edition of the 5-Minute Friday. And today, we will be talking about if you were a free agent pitcher. We have not said whether it'd be relief or starter. I just realized this as we're starting here. Where would you like to sign in free agency? Let's pretend money isn't an issue. It's just fit and, you know, stadium scheme, whatever you want to call it. Where would you sign if you were a free agent pitcher?
The first thing I'm looking at is the weather. I'm not going anywhere where they have polar vortexes, where it's snowing in September. I'm staying away from the Northeast.
Cleveland,
I'm staying away from the Midwest. There's no Cleveland. There's no New York. There's certainly no Minnesota. So, for one, I'm sticking Southwest. Two, I'm looking entirely for a pitcher's ballpark. In the age of fly balls, you know, launch angle, lift, all that kind of stuff. You have to give yourself as much space as possible, whether you're a starter, a reliever, initiator, whatever they're calling these guys these days. So that narrows it down to either San Diego or Los Angeles. Obviously, Arizona. I'll get a, the problem with Arizona is, though, the way with the dome, the air is thinner, so the ball flies a little bit more. So Chase has big dimensions, but it's also hitter's park. Petco's dimensions are massive. Dodger Stadium's typically known as a pitcher's park, although over the last few years it doesn't seem that much anymore. I'm certainly picking either San Diego due to the weather and then also the pitcher's dimensions if I'm not going to my hometown favorite Dodgers.
Yeah, I saw that coming from a mile away. it was like a freight train just barreling at you. A couple things I think I would like to win. Obviously, it's tough to tell who is going to be a winner, but there are certain franchises that you know typically put out a good product, and then you know that are built for the future. I think a couple teams to look at right off the bat would be Boston, strictly because they consistently have put out winners since pretty much the turn of the millennium. Another team that I'm very intrigued by is the Atlanta Braves. A lot of young talent in Atlanta, brand new stadium. They're going to be an interesting market in a very, very, very winnable division. The Phillies are the only other team, really, that are up and coming. I don't think the Nats are too much. They've got some decent players, but without Bryce Harper, it's not the same team. Even with them, they weren't, like, you know, anything special. The last thing that I would look at is, you know, just this, like you said, the stadium fit. A place I would also kind of consider would be the Texas Rangers. It's an interesting ballpark down there. Arlington Park is really nice. It's a weird setup, and I think it's just enough to get the edge. But if I'm right now picking a place that I want to play, and you know, I don't know, I could probably throw for an inning before my arm actually gave out, but let's say I've got like 3 years, I would be going to Boston. If I had more than 3 years, I'd be going to Atlanta. And those are the top two places that I'd consider.
Atlanta's a great selection, especially because with all the young offensive talent, you know you're going to get a lot of run support. So I think new ballpark, you know, pretty progressive ownership and management that's at kind of the cutting edge of analytics and looking at some of the new trends in baseball. Plus, just a fun team to be around with a lot of good young talent. Atlanta will be a great choice as well. And, of course, much warmer weather than some of the other locations.
Yeah, and I guess we've got about a minute left here. What would be your absolute no-go spot?
I've heard it's a beautiful city, but I would absolutely not want to join the Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh.
I love the good old United States of America so much.
It's America.
Not to say I have several Canadian friends. They're lovely people, but I would want to play somewhere warm. I don't think I would enjoy playing in a dome, personally. I think that would drive me a little crazy without seeing the sky. So I do think I would want to play in an outdoor area, preferably somewhere warmer. So Toronto would be tough for me.
There are a lot of places I wouldn't want to play, I think. I don't think I'd want to play on the south side of Chicago. I don't think I'd want to play in Cincinnati. I don't think I'd want to play for the Mets. I don't think I'd want to play for the Rockies, especially if I was a pitcher.
Rockies, that would be a tough ballpark to be in.
But I think number one has to be Tampa. I could absolutely not play in a dome down in Florida. Like, that would just be miserable. Them or the Marlins. Like, any team in the state of Florida just does not seem like a good fit, especially in terms of just what they've done in baseball lately.
Right. I will say Marlins stadium is absolutely beautiful. So from a pure, you know, park aesthetic right. perspective, it's great. It would be tough to play in Tampa for sure.
Absolutely. Those are our choices. Let us know where, if you were a free agent pitcher, you would like to sign. Hit us up on Twitter @LMBF Sports. Let me be frankblog.com, and we will see you next week.